We are all in Corona times, and Corona times are generally bad for everybody in one sense, and generally very purifying and uplifting for everybody in another sense. So if you see the stars of the world stars are very bad. You know, it is expected that I'm not a technical astrologer, but I know that the sun has gone in some rashi and the moon has gone in some rashi, and it's all inauspicious and it's going to be very sickening, and the world will go economically down and everybody's mind will be disturbed. All that is already technically told by various horoscopists, astrologists. If you do it, it keeps on moving my kursi constantly. So we have to understand that if we are not highly Krishna conscious, we are subjected to the effect of all the worldly atmosphere which is currently going now. So I request all the devotees, please take up your Krishna consciousness very seriously and do not take it lightly, because I'm sure none of us are pure devotees to be on transcendental platform. So Corona times are definitely challenging, definitely affecting all of us, our consciousness. Things are happening every single day in a very unique way and disturbing way. We are also fighting every single day with uncertainties and fear and disease and, you know, worries like anything. So I first of all urge all of you, please do your sadhana early in the morning without fail, with great attention. I really urge you. Maybe I can tell you very strongly in Kathor Vachan also, that if not this time, when else you will do strict sadhana? What you want Krishna to do further than this, to make you chant Hare Krishna attentively in the morning? Don't let Krishna give you any further more miserable situation. This is it. This is the highest misery that Krishna can give you, and he has given you. So please take it very seriously, number one. Number two, the stars keep changing and they go to one phase to another phase, and they give newer types of miseries in this particular time of world. 2020 is 2020 is going to be whole year this way only. Please understand. With little here and there, things will change. Like you are putting under, somebody is pushing you underwater, then 5 minutes they'll take you out to take a breath. Again, 10 minutes underwater. Again, 5 minutes over water. These things will keep happening. And you will feel when you breathe, oh, I am so lucky and so happy. And again, you will be pressed underwater. Something like that will happen this year. So don't take it lightly. I am requesting you, chant your rounds. If at all you want to chant 16 rounds, chant now. There is no other time. There is no other year. There is no 221 that is better for you. This is the time you have to chant. And those who are not chanting 16 rounds, chant now 16 rounds, start chanting. Life is very short, it can be taken away in this period also. Things are very risky. Okay? Sometimes giving scared condition is also important. And sometimes we talk to take the fear away. But sometimes we see people are so relaxed and so careless, taking it so lightly and carelessly. So I urge all of you that you have to get some basic fear you have to have, which will make you, which should make you to chant Hare Krishna properly. Don't take it lightly. Number one. Number two, 5 June to 5 July, there are 3 eclipses coming. 5 June is Peru Umbral Chandra Grahan, Kankana Kruti Chandra Grahan, which is, I'll tell you the details in a day or two. It is middle of the night. It is beginning at 11 o'clock, ending at 2:30, but starting at 4 p.m. in the evening and something like that. Okay, I'll let you know details about that. Whenever Chandra Grahan takes place, the mind gets disturbed. Please understand. All weak minds get frustrated and disturbed. Even strong minds get disturbed. Because essentially, moon is the mind controller. And when moon gets eclipsed, the minds of people get completely disturbed. People who are psychiatric or weak-minded or, you know, very emotional, they get very hyper-emotional and hyper-disturbed during that time. When there is full moon, when there is no moon, even the mental people get disturbed during that time. That's why they are called as lunatic. Lunatic is something to do with the moon, lunar, connected with the moon. So, how to control the mind when it is a lunar eclipse? Please chant the holy name. Please stay at the feet of the Lord with your consciousness. And avoid conflicts, avoid fights, avoid unnecessarily useless arguments. Prepare yourself. Then comes on 21 June, the solar eclipse. That solar eclipse is going to be worst for all of us. The negative effects of the solar eclipse will last for 3 months. So 21st June, 21st July, 21st August, 21st September. Tab tak ye chalega uska bura parinam. It will cause bad health, it will cause mental health disturbances, it will cause financial disturbances, it may cause war, it may cause murders of some important leaders of the society, it may cause any kinds of things like that. These things are expected to happen. War may happen. We all know China and America are head on to each other in the South China Ocean, and everybody is going to get pulled. India is next to China, America is away from China in the ocean, but we are just next to border of China. So all things are expected. How do we I'm not trying to scare all of you, I'm just making you aware of what's going to happen. And when things happen, we are also indirectly getting affected. We are not free from anything. We are not immune. Neither we are pure devotees in transcendental position. So I want to tell you that take your spiritual life very seriously. Again, 3rd is 5th July. Again, Chandra Grahan. With so much of closeness, these eclipses have not come in the past. But in my life, I have seen, as I am progressing in my life, every year there are more and more number of eclipses coming. Previously, 6 eclipses per year were considered very, very bad. Now there are 3 eclipses in a month only. Please understand, things are getting bad to worse, to worst in this Kali Yuga. If you don't wake up, if you don't chant your rounds and take spiritual life seriously, we will be doomed. Please understand. We will be doomed. So, I want to just really shake you up and wake you up that don't take this month lightly. Next 3 months are not going to be very good. We already know that our money in the market is going down like anything. Our pockets are getting empty and provisions are not available even though money is available. Disease is looking at you on front of the face. And everywhere there is haunting, invisible enemy is haunting you, and you can't take things lightly. And in such situations, the only remedy that we are fortunate to have is to chant the holy name, read scriptures, and remain transcendental to all the external misery, and be ready for whatever Krishna has in store for you in bliss and Krishna consciousness. We don't want to get suffering because of this situation, because of ignorance. We want to remain blissful in Krishna consciousness. We remain immersed in Krishna consciousness. I am not just saying, just chant your holy name like a mechanical robot. I am saying, try to be immersed in the love of the Lord. Try to be immersed in the Leela of the Lord. Try to be immersed in the service of the Lord. Try to be immersed in serving the devotees of the Lord. Just be immersed. Be absorbed. And don't take it lightly. Don't get used to it. Things are not in favor of all of us. Please understand. That's why I request you. That's why I wanted to speak about this first only. I don't know if I speak in the end, will I get time or not. I want to speak to my fullest heart to all of you. That take this thing seriously. It is beginning with Nirjala Ekadashi. Do it nicely, attentively, devotionally. Then immediately next to that is Kankanakruti Chandra Grahan. Then 21st is a big grahan. I have been warned by many of my friends that don't take any risk. Don't try to travel. Don't try to do anything nonsense. Don't try avoid fights on those days. Just remain steady in Krishna consciousness and go through the day. So if now anybody has questions, please ask about these eclipses. Okay, if there is no question, we'll...
Just one question, Prabhu.
Okay.
Shiva Spandidas.
Yes.
How to avoid the bad effects of the eclipse?
By chanting the holy name of the Lord. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, is the prime most method of avoiding the effects of the eclipse. Second thing, by not seeing the eclipse, never ever see the eclipse. It's extremely inauspicious, and people are fool number one to look at the eclipse. They will get negative effects of the eclipse on their body, mind, intelligence and soul. Okay. Third thing is, don't go out of the house during eclipse times. Even if you don't see the eclipse, don't go out of the house also. There's another thing. Fourth thing is, don't eat any food, grains, non-grains, vegetables, fruits, nothing. Keep fast. And again, if you can keep fast in such a way that nothing is there in your stomach also, that is better during the eclipse also, because the food in the stomach gets rotten during the eclipse time. It becomes a great poison, and that poison in the stomach which is created by eclipse times is absorbed afterwards, and you get disease because of that. So better you, the way I told you, before the Veda, Veda means the starting of the eclipse, now that time onwards only, you only avoid everything food, and before that only take fruits. So that the Veda, that is the starting of the whole process, that time you are already fasting. Not that in the prime time of the eclipse you only fast, no. If 11 o'clock is a eclipse beginning, 4 o'clock it starts. Veda bolte usko, is disha mein, I don't know how to explain in Hindi and English, Marathi mein bhi say Veda lagle. That means the thing starts. At that time your stomach should be empty. That means you have to take meals 4-5 hours before that, so that your stomach is emptied, and then you start keeping the fast, and then you keep complete fast and break the fast when the grahan is over. And again, the pregnant ladies, the young children and old people and deceased people, these four categories of people are given concessions. They can eat till the time of beginning of the eclipse. But those who can, who are not deceased, who are not children, who are not pregnant women, who are not old people, who are not sick, they can actually eat 4-5 hours before the Veda. Empty your stomach before the Veda, keep Nirjala fast, come to the eclipse beginning, actual beginning, all throughout the eclipse, end of the eclipse, then you take bath, then you give donations to Brahmanas, or take out the donation and keep it aside for a particular Brahmana, and then you take your grain or whatever food you want to take. This is how you can avoid physical, mental, emotional, intellectual and spiritual effects of the ill effects of the eclipse. इस तरह से हम शरीर से, मन से, बुद्धि से, भावना से और आत्मा से ग्रहण का दुष्परिणाम टाल सकते हैं. Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Little technical question. So, modern perspective of Grahan and Vedic perspective of Grahan, can we reconcile that, or they are different than each other?
According to you, what is the modern perception of Grahan?
So, when there is obstruction in the light, the partial obstruction or complete obstruction, then we see that type of
Image. Darkness. But even medically and technically also, you know that when there is obstruction, there is upsurge of jantu and disease in the air. Is it not true? There is upsurge of kitanus and jivanus and all those things. Even medically we know that. We don't have to be spiritual for that. So we know that ki the fasting, why we do that time? We know because the food gets contaminated. Your Ayurveda also tells that when there is grahan time, when either sun or the moon is occluded with its rays, the food gets contaminated. And that physical or technical understanding of the eclipse is nicely joined by our acharyas with spiritual understanding. Our arogya understanding of eclipse is very nicely interwoven with the spiritual understanding of the eclipse on the soul. That's why our Dharma Shastra is the highest, because our Dharma Shastra is always a very healthy combination of health and spirituality. So with this I end my talk, because I must give chance to others to speak. Hare Krishna.